President-elect Joe Biden's administration is coming into focus. Biden has announced more economic picks for his cabinet and a White House communications team led entirely by women. Also today, he and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will receive their first presidential daily briefing, which will give them access to top intelligence. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson is here. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Peter.
And we are starting to see some broad themes emerge as Joe Biden fills out his cabinet and appoints top advisors. What do you make of his choices, including this all-female communications staff?
I think that the choices send a pretty clear message, as Biden himself has said. They say that he wants a government filled with diversity and experience. And while Trump picked outsiders, people with business experience, some of them never served in government, Biden really does value government experience. He's also picked an economic team that's focused on broadly shared prosperity and economic mobility, two things that have really started to disappear in the American economy. And without them, you can't have a stable democracy. So the top seven aides who will speak in public for the president are all women. A lot of them are women of color. Kate Bedingfield, the communications director, she played that same role during the campaign. Simone Sanders, who was also a spokesman for the campaign, will now be the top spokesperson for Kamala Harris. And Biden has said, perhaps making a contrast with Trump, that communicating truthfully is one of a president's most important duties. These are the people who are going to do it. And I think relative to Trump, we may see more of them and less of Biden.
Oh, interesting. In terms of the economic team, we have been reporting on the former Fed chair, Janet Yellen, who would be the first female Treasury secretary. And today, Neera Tanden, we're hearing, could be the next director of the Office of Management and Budget. She would also be the first South Asian American woman in that job. But first, Mara, she's going to have to get through the Senate. What are you hearing about that?
Yes, she would have to get through the Senate. Right now, she is the president of the Center for American Progress, a left-of-center think tank. She's been a top advisor to Barack Obama and to Hillary Clinton. But already, she is drawing fire from Republican senators. A spokesman for Senator John Cornyn of Texas said on Twitter that Tanden faces, quote, zero chance of being confirmed because she's been a partisan before. She's been in the political fray. It's possible that Republicans, just as a show of power, want to block at least one cabinet pick of Biden's. And it sounds like they're focusing on her right now. But that will depend on whether we have a Republican or Democratic majority in Congress after January and whether some of the moderate Republicans who have said that a president deserves the cabinet that he picks, people like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, whether they will vote with their party or not.
And Congress is back in session today for the start of the lame duck session. Any movement at all on anything meaningful, including a relief package?
Well, certainly we haven't seen movement on the big relief package that the Democrats and Joe Biden want. The Congress does have to fund a government funding bill because it runs out in early December. So it's possible that some of the relief programs could be tacked onto that. Remember, certain forms of unemployment insurance are about to run out. Eviction protections are about to run out. Foreclosure protections are about to run out. So maybe some of that could be tacked on to a government funding bill. But we haven't seen any of the kinds of negotiations on a really big relief package.
Well, finally, Mara, Joe Biden broke his foot over the weekend. He was having a little too much fun playing with his dog. Is it serious, and will it affect his ability to work through what is already a shortened and busy transition period?
Doesn't sound like it will. He's wearing a boot. He also got a cat. Maybe he should have been playing with his new cat instead. But it sounds like we're going to have a full complement of pets in the White House again. Most presidents have had pets. Donald Trump didn't like them. But no, it doesn't sound like Biden is going to be affected by this.
And there's no word on the dog yet at this point.
Well, no, I think the dog is fine.
The dog is fine. We're happy to report. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.